here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC Grayson. Hello? Hello?
Sorry, it froze up.
I'm back. Okay. Well, it's staying in. It's going to help us reach the hour.
All right. I imagine you said Grayson, and then I would normally say JC, and then the what's up.
Yeah, instead of just quiet.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay.
So much. Oh. So much is up, JC.
Wait.
I'm a busy boy.
I don't think I even got you saying hello. Right?
Or you didn't even get the hello?
I don't even know at this point. Just do one just in case.
Hello!
Okay. Well, we got that out of the way. But so much is going on.
So much. I'm a busy, busy bee.
Oh, my God.
Busy boy. Oh, this, that, and the other. Work keeps me busy. Stuff outside of work keeps me busy. Being married is a busy job.
Oh, my goodness.
No doubt about it.
When's your move-in? It's next month or this month?
It's this month on the 17th, so
Jesus.
I have a week.
Okay. Well, you have a week and a day.
No, because I'm starting on Friday. I took Friday and Monday off so that I would have that to move. We get the keys on Friday, and then we can start moving the stuff in. And then I hand in the keys for my current apartment on Monday.
What? Huge. Massive.
Yeah. So I'm... Whew. I got a week ahead of me, no doubt about it.
This makes sense. But let's talk about the week behind you, Grayson. What'd you do?
It's just a lot of paperwork stuff. When you get married, you got to do stuff like make accounts together, plan your budgeting. She has to do her name update stuff and like a million other things.
Are you updating?
And it's a lot. No, thankfully my name stays. Oh. I got that covered.
You didn't do the hyphen?
No.
Oh. That sucks. Okay. You guys
No,
it's
very clear on that from the start.
You could have swapped last names.
Nope.
Okay.
I was very upfront. She's taking my last name. No ifs and buts about it.
Huh. What was her maiden name?
Arellano.
Arellano?
I don't know if she wants me saying that, so.
Understood. Well, nice pseudonym you came up with. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say, like, I love Rauscher. It's a little aggressive, but if those are my choices, I guess I would stick with Rauscher.
Well, the real devastating thing is that my mom's maiden name is spectacular.
And it is?
Winters.
Oh, that is quite nice.
Yeah. I was nearly Gray Winters.
I mean... You could have taken this marriage as the opportunity to just both become Winters.
No, I wouldn't do that to my dad. That would thoroughly break his heart. I don't think he would ever recover.
It's not his fault he didn't get the cool last name.
Well, it is his fault. He could have taken my mom's last name.
I mean, I guess so. But your kids might say the same about you now.
No, because my last name's cooler than my wife's.
No, but what if they want Winters? What if they're digging back through the archives?
Well, no. See, the ship has sailed for me.
That sucks. That sucks so bad.
But Winters would have been a sick last name to have. That's just a cool last name.
Yeah. I mean, because I couldn't even be mad if you guys did just switch to it and be like, well, that doesn't even count. It's not even your actual last name. It kind of is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well... Tough for you and all your progeny.
If I ever become famous, I'll use that as, my stage name.
Wouldn't that be equally as crippling to your father?
No.
The name that you're known to by the world at large, who adores you, is a different name that you chose on a whim?
No, I don't think that would crush him as much. Because he doesn't, one, care that much about fame. So, he's not going to care. And okay. Two... I think there's, plausible deniability with doing it for a stage name where it's like, no, I, with fame and everything like that, I want people to be able to easily say and spell my name. Emrusher is more difficult.
Okay, okay. I mean, if your Grayson's your first name, we're already fucked just right from the bat. Okay?
Because of the E versus A thing?
Because of the E versus the A thing. We're already working with a 50% success rate.
Yeah, so that I sucks. Can't also hurt my reputation with my last name, you know?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. So if a daughter is down the pipeline eventually, is Winter a consideration among first names?
No, no.
Why?
One of the ones we've liked so far, and Issa's going to hate that I'm telling you these because she's very worried about people stealing the names.
Stealing
but
them.
I don't think you're going to want to steal these, to be so honest with you.
I'm going to. Whether I want to or not, it's happening.
Eleanor?
Oh, cute. Okay, I like a song called Eleanor, but it's an old person name.
And Elizabeth.
Elizabeth is lame. There are too many Elizabeths in the world. We need fewer of them. So that one's...
Well, I'd like an Elizabeth because my grandma's name was Betty.
Uh-huh.
And I want to call my daughter Betty. And one of the things that really annoyed my grandma was that she didn't get the name Elizabeth. She was just named Betty. You know, the nickname for Elizabeth?
I didn't know my grandma Betty insane. Was a nickname for Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Where does the B come from?
Beth.
Oh. Oh, I guess I see that. So it's a nickname for the nickname?
Yeah, kind of.
But she was just there. I was just, she was just stuck with Betty.
Yeah, she was just Betty. And also, there's like way stranger ones out there. So like, the connection between Elizabeth and Betty, I don't think is, of the nicknames, the largest stretch.
Will it be a middle name? Winters?
Well, what be a middle name? Winters?
Sorry, I'm still on that path.
I don't really see it being a middle name.
Wow. Fuck your mom, am I right?
Well, so the other idea that my wonderful, dear, sweet, beautiful wife has is to name one of our sons Grayson, so there'd be a Grayson Jr. And I really don't know how I feel about that.
That sucks. It's not like it's already too long of a name to slap Jr. after it is really a dick move. And if I'm being honest,
what's the problem with name?
I would. The problem with your name is that if you had Junior, it's Grayson Jr. Also, like, any kind of air of masculinity or, like, manhood that is attached to the name Grayson is lost by the Junior after it.
I don't disagree.
It doesn't, like, I've been working the kids unit, or at least I worked it a couple of days last week, Grayson, the new adolescent unit at the hospital. They would bully someone named Grayson Jr.
Oh.
It doesn't have aura, okay? I feel like you can acknowledge that.
There really is no aura to that. You're right.
No.
And, like, don't get me wrong, I was never on board with the Grayson Jr. idea, so, like, this isn't breaking my heart, you know what I'm saying?
And how do we do it? Is it then Grayson Jr. Rauscher?
No, it'd be Grayson Rauscher Jr.
That makes more sense. Grayson Rauscher Jr. I mean, not even that sounds that... It's better than Grayson Jr. And Grayson Jr. is the same number of syllables as Bowser Jr. So I guess there's some value in that as well, if you want, like, to say it in the cadence.
Which side are you on in this, JC?
Like, if it's a decision that you end up making, I'll be able to cope. But I feel like you shouldn't put him... your future son in that position where people have to cope to be okay with his name.
I agree.
Okay. Elizabeth will be fine. No one's going to bat an eye. But it's... she better have a nickname.
Betty.
Yeah? Yeah. That law's courts must be furious. You're trying to replace her.
She probably is, yeah.
That's so sad for Law's Courts. What are the boy names on the table aside from Grayson Jr.?
That's where we cannot seem to find any agreement.
Just give me hers so I can steal them.
I don't know hers because all of them are bad, so I forget them.
It's harder to come up with like a good boy name, in fairness.
I'm trying to remember. She might have been on board with like Elijah.
Okay.
I think it was one that she liked.
How do you feel about the name Darcy, like the producer from Cold Ones, for a boy?
I thought you were going to say, like, Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice, but
no, like the scrawny guy that makes the people drink beer.
No, I'm not on board with Darcy.
Ooh, okay. How about the name Allred? I've only met one Allred before, but I was intrigued by the name.
You know, I could actually get behind that.
Nice.
That works for me.
Okay. Okay. What about Aspen? Or is Aspen more of a girl name?
I hesitate at plant stuff.
Ooh. I mean, which I kind of stinks.
I also really like the name Willow.
Yeah, that's a cute name.
That's maybe like a middle name.
And thank God your last name's not Winters. Willow Winters is like trying a little too hard.
Yeah, that'd be too much.
Hmm. Like, I don't know. I associate Aspen more with a location than I do any nature. You know what I mean? Like, I get it, what's the tree? But yes. I think of it more as like Aspen, Colorado. You know, that's my first association before I go to the tree.
That's crazy.
Like, I had the question just now if it was a tree. Is it those white ones?
That's birch.
So what's an aspen look like?
Well, have you ever been to Aspen, Colorado?
No. Maybe.
Well,
not with my conscious memory. They're there. I have to go there to see them.
I would imagine they're there. That's my assumption.
It'd be a lot cooler if the internet didn't exist. And, like, I really wouldn't know until I went or got an encyclopedia.
I mean, maybe aspen trees are white now that I think about it.
Let's just Google it. I got my phone right here.
Are they the white
aspen tree?
But not flaky ones?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. They're so white. They're exactly what I was picturing. No, they are flaky.
Oh.
They're flaky. They have, like, the little, like, brown little slits in them, and the leaves are, like, yellow. I went hiking in an aspen forest with my dad in Flagstaff. That's what I was picturing. But then you gaslit me into thinking it was birch.
I mean, birch trees are also white.
No, I get that, but you made it sound like I was mistaking aspen for birch. Or rather...
My immediate association with white trees is birch. So I think that's kind of... Well, but that's Minecraft doing that to me. Yeah,
exactly. You're a nerd.
Okay, well...
I mean, I'm in the same boat. Like, if you said name a white tree, I would have sooner said birch than I would have said aspen. Would you name your kid Birch?
No.
How dare you? That's the first name on my list, regardless of gender. Birch would be a very good name for a non-binary child. Like, if you could peg that one before it happens.
Just give them a quick glance right after they pop out.
Because no one will believe
I see
them.
Where this is going.
Yeah, not a soul would believe them that's their, like, legal name. And if it is... Listen, it's worth a shot, is what I'm saying. I like the name
Yara. I feel
Yara.
Like you probably have a higher probability of having a non-binary child.
Me?
Than the average population, yeah.
No, I feel like a rebellious child that you have would be more likely to lean non-binary, you know?
Really?
I mean, there's a chance.
You know, I'm really banking on not having any rebellious children.
Yeah, yeah, aren't we all?
So,
But yeah, Yara for a girl name, I think is cute. You guys can steal that one if you like it.
I think I'm good.
Okay. Evelyn, I think is a really cute name.
That's
a really
good one.
Pretty name. Evelyn Winters. Oh my God. That's like a perfect name.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the equation.
You really hung up on this Winters thing.
I mean, you brought it up in fairness, and I'm just,
you've clung to it.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, like, I don't know. I'm grateful for my last name. I do think my last name is quite unique, and it's a conversation starter. But Winters, I think, is a cooler last name. And I don't say this without gratitude for my own grandfather who bestowed upon me Cola. But Winters, I think, is cooler.
Yeah, it's like top tier. You want to know what's crazy?
Okay, what?
I'm not actually related to the Winters.
What's wrong
with
that?
The Winters last name that, like, my mom had came from my great-grandfather, who was her step-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not actually blood related to any of the Winters. My grandfather ended up abandoning the last name Winters in favor of his biological father's last name.
What the fuck? Was he, like, abused by the stepfather? Because I get it at
no.
that point. Okay.
No, not at all. In fact, like, my step-great-grandfather was an incredible dude. Like, a great guy. Huh. My grandfather, not so much, but that's besides the point. All that's besides the point. He abandoned the last name Winters after he divorced my grandma. And you know what he went to?
Oh, did he just pick from thin air?
No, he went, like I said, to his biological father's
last
name.
Oh, correct. Sorry, my bad.
You know what he went to?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Von Berendy.
Oh, so he's a Nazi.
I don't know how you figure. That's a Hungarian name.
Oh, it just sounds like angry. It's kind of like Rauscher, you know? It just sounds angry in German.
I think you're probably associating it with, like, Werner von Braun.
Uh-huh.
With the von part. Because that dude was a Nazi.
Okay, okay.
But it's he also just, got us to space, so...
Just the vibe of the name, you know what I mean? And, like, if we're going off of vibes, Winters, again, has a much cooler vibe, I'd say.
Well, no kidding, it's cooler. It's Winter.
Yeah. Is there anything else even, like, on that level? I'm trying to think of, like, another last name where I'm, like, it kind of is a similar tier. And I'm a little bit struggling. And I'm not talking about, like, some made-up one that you'll never meet, you know? Like, because I feel like Winters are out there.
Yeah, there was... Like, I know a lot of last names from clients at GameStop. One of the cool ones was, like, I think it was, like, something King. Like, All King.
All King.
That one was kind of cool.
I mean, it's no Winters.
Still not even on the level of Winters.
No, not even close. Could there be, like, a different season?
Hemingway is kind of a fire last name, but that's because of association.
Yeah. I mean, if we are doing other seasons, there's Summers, but I don't think that was quite as fascinating.
No.
Fuck.
I would say Hepburn also is kind of a fire last name, but again, it's because of association.
And you know what? Okay. If we're... You're on to something about the whole, like, stage name and creating something that's, like, simpler and more digestible. Because I don't believe her real name is Taylor Swift. Maybe it is, but Swift is a cool last name.
Swift is a pretty good one.
Yeah. Is that her real name?
I actually don't know.
Oh, my God.
It might be.
I feel like it is, because I feel like we would know her actual, like, birth name.
You know? Unless it's like a really good cover-up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to look up Taylor Swift real name.
This seems to be her real name.
Well, she was made in a lab, so, like, does it count?
Oh, shit. What about Austin Swift, her brother?
Again, it's all part of the cover-up.
Damn. I would hate being her brother. Like, the fact that you can be so popular, maybe the most popular person on the planet... up there in that conversation, and I'm only just now learning they have a brother. That's got to be tough.
Okay, but have you noticed so many famous people have cool last names?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like either it's like the whole stage name thing, or we're just we cling to the people with the cool last names.
And I think it's by, because like Ariana Grande, this showed up when I Googled Taylor Swift, to be clear.
Okay, okay.
Ariana Grande's full name is Ariana Grande Butera.
Oh.
Cut off the Butera part because it looks like Buttera.
Yeah.
Instantly better name.
Oh, you'd like this one. I Googled cool last names and it has two examples of gothic and mysterious, like Eldritch and Grimshaw.
Grimshaw's lame.
Nah, you'd love Grimshaw. If your grandpa's name were Grimshaw, you'd be defending it right now. Okay? Grimshaw is a first name that goes kind of insane.
Honestly, true.
Who would do that to their child, but like you'd set them up to be a true villain, I feel like. And not because like, oh, the name is so hard, but like just because that's the name of like a mean person.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think there's a Beyblade named Grimlock. You could always name it after that.
It?
Yeah. Again, we don't know the direction we're heading. Oh, good. Cool last names like Howard and Stanley. Thank you, Google. That's the third and fourth suggestion. Willow is in here. Willow made it into the nature-inspired section. Winters didn't. Google's AI overview didn't put Winters in the nature-inspired cool-ass name. Oh, Blackwood's not bad. I like the last name Blackwood.
Blackwood's pretty good. Yeah. But Blackwood sounds like a Harry Potter last name, you know?
I associate it with this wrestler who's, like, decked out in tattoos. So, like, I don't have the Harry Potter association, but I see what you mean.
Yeah, and I feel like if it could be a Harry Potter last name, it almost loses aura for that.
An Arabic last name that means rain cloud. Do you know what it is?
No.
Dragon. Oh, wait, no. I misread it. That would have been way cooler. Sorry. It's Dagon. Dagon? It's dragon without the R. My mind inserted the R. Never mind. I take it back.
Dagon. It would have been far funnier.
Fuck. I'm sorry.
Imagine going around and your last name is Dragon.
That's cool.
And when people ask about your last name, you're like, oh, yes, of course. Very good last name. It's the Arabic word for rain cloud. That's what it's referring to.
Uh-huh.
Not the flying lizards that breathe fire.
No, dumbass. Rain clouds. It's for the rain clouds. But also, like, that is cool. I would really appreciate someone with the last name Dragon, you know? Like Mike Dragon. I feel like it has the potential to save a really shitty first name.
Well, you already know a guy named Tiger, so it's not that much of a stretch.
This is true. This is true. Tiger Dragon. Actually, great idea. Oh my god. You could name your kid Stone Dragon. You could name your kid Tyler. He'd be Tyler Dragon. No matter
somehow
what.
Somehow that even makes the name Tyler sound cool.
It does. Howard? Howard Dragon?
It still kind of works.
It does set up your kid to, like, D's Nuts jokes. Not D's Nuts, but, like, Dragon D's Nuts, you know?
Yeah, and Howard Dragon sounds like an accountant. He sounds like he'd be a really good accountant, but an accountant.
That's okay. You know? Not all of us can work at GameStop.
Howard Dragon's definitely wearing a sweater vest, is all I'm saying.
That sounds like your ideal son. Howard Dragon sounds like the son made in heaven for you, okay?
When have you ever seen me wear a sweater vest?
The sweater vest accountant named Howard Dragon? You don't want that?
No.
That's sad. I want to tell him. I'm going to wait till he turns 18. No, I'll wait till he turns 14, so you still have to deal with him and all his angst. You're fucked. Howard's going to
He's not going to be an accountant at 14.
Oh, so you won't feel disappointed with him yet?
Not yet.
Mm. And you can do your part in, like, pointing him in a certain direction, or at least guiding him away from a certain direction.
Yeah, but I know you're going to offset all of my labor.
Oh, yeah. Whenever you have me babysit, I'm just going to show him accounting tapes. I'm going to bring over textbooks. It's going to be cool.
Fundamentals of tax accounting.
I will not understand it, but Howard will. You better believe that. But yeah, I think I've settled on it. Dragon is even a tier above Winters. Enough time has passed.
I'm not going to, like, argue with you, but I don't agree.
Would you? Okay. Because you also have a more personal attachment to Winters. Are you willing
to? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't argue.
Would you put Dragon the tier below it, potentially?
Yeah. Okay. Well, because, like, the thing that holds me back on Dragon is Dragon still sounds kind of corny to me.
But the fact that it's a last name helps with the corniness. Like, there can't really be a corny last name because we didn't have choice, you know?
I guess that's fair.
Like, someone's got to bite the bullet. Like, you have the opportunity right now with Issa to bite the bullet and choose Dragon. And, like, you guys will be the cornballs. But then you'll set up your whole lineage to be the coolest people ever. And I that might be worth it.
I don't know. If I was going to go for a different last name, it would definitely be Winters.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. And you'd be able to change your last name and simultaneously avoid the cornball of it all because it still counts as one of your last names.
Yeah. You
know? Huh. I mean, I think you already know this about me, but what you were saying earlier about how Winters wasn't even like a for real like name in your lineage, like, right? It was a step grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Cola comes from a man whom I'm not blood related to. But
true that.
The alternatives for me were like Brown and Borneman.
You.
Yeah. And Barton. Yeah, Brown, Barton, and Borneman. What's
with all the bees?
Yeah, I don't know. But those were my only choices. I guess there's also the biological dad on my dad's side, but I have no clue what that last name is. Presumably Jewish.
What's a Jewish last name that starts with B?
Goldberg. Sorry. Nope. B name Jewish last. Google, make sense of that. Ben Yuda? Barak? Bekor? These are not... I've never met a... Barlev? I don't think there is a single Jewish name that starts with a B. Bach? B-A-C-H? Yeah. Maybe this is why he couldn't be in the picture.
I guess so. No B last name.
No. But then Cola came along, and I'll take that very gladly over the alternatives.
Yeah, fair.
Like, Brown is among the lamest.
Yeah, I don't know if I could be friends with you if your name was J.C. Brown.
No, it's just, there's no element of anything cool involved, okay? And not to say, like, oh, J.C. Cola is cool, but J.C. Cola is, at the very least, not, like, lame and brown. Like, out of all the colors, brown is
You're
not...
going to think this is crazy, J.C.?
Okay.
But there is a part of my family that married into the Brown family.
Okay. Why will I think that's crazy?
Because we're talking about how lame Brown is, and I 100% agree.
But your family married into that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, and then they became Browns.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
my mom's sister married a Brown.
And they didn't keep her last name?
Nope. And they could have gone with Winters.
Yeah.
They picked really Brown over Winters?
Like, here we are criticizing all these people who are making the wrong decisions when it comes to last names. And you have the ability to do something so cool for your family and choose Winters. And all it comes is at the mental well-being of your father. Okay?
That's all it would take.
Yeah. So, like, a future of, again, your lineage thriving... Or, you know, Rauscher. It's obviously not my decision to make, but I think you should strongly consider Dragon or Winters. At least have the conversation with Issa.
Oh, believe me, I have.
About the dragon thing?
Not the dragon.
Oh, okay. Well, then have that conversation. That might be what does it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, Gray the Gray, what else has been going on?
A few things. I still need to buy the Renfair tickets. I keep saying I'm going to do that, and I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to get on that. The movie's coming. I still haven't seen the apartment I'm moving into.
Yeah.
So I need to do that soon.
How would you see it? Like, is it empty already? Like, the occupants are gone?
Oh, yeah, it's been empty for like a month. They were doing some renovations on it, so it wasn't like ready to view or something stupid.
Oh, okay. Your apartment's going to need so many renovations.
Well, I've been living here for 5 years, so yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been living in mine for what, 4? You and your brother have done way more damage.
What do you mean damage?
Like the bathtub.
Yeah, that thing's unsavable.
Also, your brother's bathroom is kind of filthy.
Like, I know to Maria some extent, does her yes.
Bath. Maria does,
but also, I almost don't blame that on him, because part of the reason his bathroom is filthy is because the AC unit is just above it and it leaks perpetually.
Okay, so it's always just kind of gonna be musty.
Yeah,
that sucks.
So I can't even necessarily blame him for that.
Yeah. Didn't you, like, spill something all over your kitchen? Like, laundry detergent?
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, who knows what effect that's had on the floor. I don't know. Maybe it's not so bad. But do you think you'll get your security deposit back?
Oh, they already agreed to transfer it to my new apartment.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's lovely.
Yeah, no, it's kind of insane. They didn't even do, like, an additional walkthrough because they checked my file and were like, oh, we've done a walkthrough recently enough.
Let's go.
Okay.
How do they know you're not, like, hiding a hole in the wall from your anger issues?
It hates me, man.
Well, that's for them to deal with.
Yeah, that's their problem now. All those holes I punched in the wall.
Mm-hmm. I love that them. You always have the foresight before you, in a rage, punch a hole in the wall. You move your wall unit out of the way so you can do it behind it. You know, it's very responsible.
Well, why do you think I have so much art hung up?
Oh, shit. Okay. Now that behind every mask is just a gaping hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's your home, you know?
JC, do you have plans for Halloween? Are you going back to San Antonio?
I don't know. I don't know if my family's actually doing anything for Halloween or not.
Because, like, Halloween's coming up. I stinking love Halloween, but I never have plans on Halloween, and that kind of makes me sad.
It's a Friday, right?
We don't know what day
it's
on
this week. I don't know why I said it like that. I was looking at the calendar as I said it. Like, it is a Friday. Like, no part of me beforehand even had a hunch it was a Friday. I looked it up, and then I phrased it like a question in earnestness.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, yeah, it's a Friday. That's actually pretty exciting.
That is.
I'm kind of thrilled about that. But I feel like I should be doing something.
I mean,
Issa and I have a great couple's costume idea.
Okay, and it is?
It's Franny and Cornelius from Meet the Robinsons.
Oh. I mean, I'm going to assume Cornelius is the main character whom you always get compared to.
Yeah, but it's the main character specifically when he's grown up, because they changed his name from when he's a kid.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, when he's a kid, his name's Lewis, but when he gets adopted, they rename him Cornelius.
What the fuck? What? You can do that? How old was he when he got adopted?
I don't know.
Oh, are you going to spike,
like,
your hair up?
12, maybe. Yeah, I'll spike my hair up. I'll do the whole do.
Oh, my gosh.
Wear a lab coat or something. Him? Franny?
Yeah, I'm looking up photos, and it's like her as an adult talking to kid him.
Well, that's because he travels into the future, where,
dude,
yes,
I haven't
she's
watched
older.
This. I have not watched
You've
this.
You've never seen Meet the Robinsons?
I mean, maybe. What year is the film? It's a 2007 film. I probably saw it when I was 6.
It's a banger. Highly recommend. It's a real cute movie.
So does he meet future him, or can they not be in the same timeline?
Oh, man, I have... Have I
you
think
not
he
watched Meet the
him.
Robinsons?
I have watched it, okay. But I'm trying to remember, because I think they meet for, like, 2 seconds at the end.
Dude, I'd beat the shit out of young me, okay?
Honestly, fair.
Like, and I don't really know what the repercussions of that are. Especially, like, if you beat them to the point of, like, that they die, younger you. Like, I don't know what happens to older you. But I can't imagine
wouldn't
it's
be
a good thing. No. But, last week, or a couple weeks ago, we did a lot of talking about what exactly could and could not be considered suicide. I raise a similar question here.
Would it be suicide to go back in time and kill your child self?
Or would it be suicide if younger you time traveled forward to meet older you, and then you in the current day beat the shit out of this kid who's claiming to be the past you?
Okay, well, I guess it depends on intent. Do you actually believe it's past you?
You don't know. You have your questions, but either way, you're scared and want him dead.
Then no, it's not suicide.
But when the younger you dies, you also croak in that moment. Like you kind of evaporate.
I still wouldn't consider it suicide because it wasn't done out of like a desire to end your existence.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, it was so done it could out be of accidental like fear. Suicide. Like if someone accidentally shoots himself, like a little kid accidentally shoots himself, is that not still considered a suicide?
Like, you know, let me get the definition of suicide. And then we'll compare.
A couple weeks ago. I like that when I type in suicide, the first thing that shows up is still Suicide Squad. Okay.
Suicide is death caused by self-directed injurious behavior with the intent to die as a result of that behavior.
Suicide, so no. It's an accident. Okay, it's just a bunch of helplines. What is it called? Called if suicide by accident.
Merriam-Webster defines it as the act or instance of ending one's old life voluntarily and intentionally.
What the hell? So what is it called if it's not? What is it called if you kill yourself on accident? Google will not help me. They will only give me like crisis lines. Okay, accidental death, misadventure, and suicide are the three terms used most by the English and Welsh governments to describe such a situation, okay? It seems like the U.S. might use accidental death. Accidental death makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that.
Yeah. It definitely qualifies as murder. So I wouldn't rule it a suicide.
I would call it a murder. A murder slash accidental death.
Yes.
Death. But, like, these are two separate, discrete instances. I'm not saying the murder was accidental. I'm saying there was a murder and then also an accidental death that went alongside it.
Yep. Yep. Hmm.
But if the soul
definitely is... not suicide.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know for when the, you know, the situation arises.
Yeah.
I don't know what particularly will inspire that bloodlust. But also, I've never been in a situation where I met my younger self, so I don't want to speak for me in that hypothetical.
I mean, you did just say, not but 7 minutes ago, that you would beat the shit out of your younger self.
That's true, but to the point of death is like, I could roughhouse the younger me, but there's so much of a bridge between that and murder.
I mean, but could you also potentially, like, overestimate your own younger self's strength?
Oh, like, their durability?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going in with a pretty good idea of how frail I was.
You think your memory's that strong?
I mean, I think so. Like, I wasn't a particularly durable child, not physically nor mentally. So, this is
younger you would lose is what you're saying.
I mean, in every way, yeah. And also, why is he coming back? Or why is he going forward? Why does he need me so bad?
And how would that happen if you didn't have any memory of doing that?
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't believe him because I'd say, I remember when I was your age. I didn't do this freak shit.
I did not go 30 years into the future.
I know you're lying. And then at that point, I don't really know how he convinces me. Maybe there's some like info he could dig up where it's like, oh, fuck, you definitely are me. But if I say it on the podcast right now, then I'll get rid of that device.
Yeah.
Also, there's so much I've already said on this podcast. There probably is info that they could drop that I dropped on this podcast that would convince me that they were me. You know what I mean?
True. No, it'd be a hard. You ever hear about that party that Stephen Hawking threw?
No, I don't like. I don't like it. Wherever this is going.
Well, Stephen Hawking threw this party where it was a party for time travelers, and he sent out the invitation the day after the party to see if anyone would show up.
Ah.
And no one showed up, so he was like, oh, obviously time travel can't be real.
Yeah.
But now that we know what we know about him,
there are other reasons.
Maybe the time travelers just did not want to deal with him.
The optics on the whole situation.
Yeah.
Well, then we can... If that's the logic we're working with, we know that every person who did work alongside Stephen Hawking is not a time traveler. Right?
What do you mean by that?
Like, if these time travelers are so worried about the optics of being at his party that they're not going, we could also assume that anybody that Stephen Hawking worked intimately with over the years of his career, also not a time traveler. Because if we're worried about the optics and, like, the associations, and they already know what's going to come out, it's like they would just steer clear.
Well,
same with,
okay,
like, pretty much every bad person.
I don't know necessarily we can say that about everyone who worked with Stephen Hawking,
mm-hmm,
but definitely everyone on that list.
Mm, okay. Not time travelers.
Yeah.
Or time traveler and sociopath.
Potential.
Like dual diagnosis. Yeah.
But then that also proves that Trump isn't on the list, because we all know Barron Trump is a time traveler.
Oh, shit. I mean, but what if it's a thing where, like, Barron can only go forward? Wait. Well, that wouldn't make...
No.
Hmm.
Because we know he went into the past.
With the... Well, his adventures?
Yes.
No, that's a great point. Shit.
With his wonderful Bulger. Right.
As Wonderful Bulger, his dog, of course. How mm-hmm. did we have a whole conversation about naming future children and Wonderful nor Bulger came up?
That's a great question.
Because that's a great 1-2 punch, first name, middle name combo.
It's true.
Not to hype up our friend Wonderful Bulger. I don't want them getting an ego or anything. But that is a cool name that they were bestowed.
Yeah. Good for them, honestly. We're really nice about that.
I found a way to ruin Winters. Wonderful Bulger Winters. And this goes toward my argument for Dragon. Wonderful Bulger Dragon is kind of sick, because what is that? I don't know. But I'd be intrigued to find out.
Yeah, no, fair. That is something where Dragon has a one-up on Winters.
Wonderful Bulger Dragon. It kind of rolls off the tongue perfectly. I may have to give up Cola, is what I'm figuring out here.
Yeah, it sounds like you got to swap to Dragon.
And that's okay. It is for the best. Like, I can't be here talking mad shit, you know, talking a big game and then not being willing to, like, I don't know, get my own hands dirty.
If you, when you get married, convince your wife to change your name to Dragon,
mm-hmm.
I'll talk Issa into changing our last name to Winters.
Oh, like deep into the marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, when you say you will talk her into it, you're not saying you'll try. You're saying it will be a done deal.
I'm going to make it happen. I think she'll be on board.
I mean, I think I can do the Dragon thing. I think I got this, you know?
You have to do it when you get married, though.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I can't be like, oh, yeah, eventually it'll be Dragon. We're both on the same page. It has to be a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, because even if you bail, which I hope you wouldn't, I trust that you wouldn't, I still get the last name Dragon.
Yeah, you're still walking out of this.
I gotta go on Facebook and see if there are any dragons, because if there are a bunch of them, that will kind of take away the shine.
I hear you.
I can't imagine there are any. None that are legally dragons. Mr. Dragon? Mr. Dragon?
I feel like there's probably some Chinese people with a last name Dragon.
Ooh, I see. It's like, that's like an Ellis Island type situation.
Yeah.
That is where my last name, I do believe, came from, according to online. And this is Google, so take it with a grain of salt. But it's the only explanation I found, is that some dude named Nicola showed up on Ellis Island. and they just cut out the NI and made Cola his last name. I don't know, but they blamed Ellis Island for it.
What a system we had.
Yeah. Because I don't believe the immigrants had any say in the matter. Right?
I'm not so sure on that.
How did the Ellis Island naming system work?
I feel like it would be more, and this is just total assumption.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would be more likely that immigrants would come in and want to have an Americanized last name.
Ah, okay.
Then it would be that our immigration system was like, too many letters.
I mean, I could see both being true if I'm being so real.
Yeah. Like, but between the two, I think I'd land more on them intentionally Americanizing their last names.
Oh my gosh, Reddit r/badhistory says the stories of name changes at Ellis Island were almost all false.
What do they mean by that?
I don't know. Do you want me to click on it? It's Reddit.
I mean, you already made reference to it, so you got to commit at this point.
This shocked me because I learned about it in school, and I remember coming across books like this one, it's hyperlinked, as a kid. What I learned as a child was that it was common for immigrants coming through Ellis Island to have their names changed by immigration officials to give them more American-sounding names. This practice was even depicted in this scene from The Godfather Part 2. And there's a link. Sorry, I can't create a hyperlink right now due to a weird glitch. It's okay. However, contrary to popular belief, inspectors did not write down the names of people who came through Ellis Island. What they did do was check the names given by people against the ship passenger lists they were given. And they did sometimes correct errors on the passenger lists. Around 1/3 of inspectors were foreign-born themselves, and since inspectors spoke 3 languages on average, it's unlikely they would have been confused by foreign names or had difficulty pronouncing them. Name changes were often done by immigrants themselves in an effort to fit their new home. There may have also been cases of people outside of Ellis Island, such as landlords or employers, who inadvertently changed names of newly arrived immigrants when attempting to spell their names in records. There's one documented case of a person having their name changed, but it was the exception, not the norm. There were also sometimes clerical errors that on immigration entry records, such as people's nicknames or maiden names. The likely origin of the myth of name changes was that it was not uncommon for immigrants to call out their entire experience of arriving in America and the first years of living in their new country as the Ellis Island experience. Jesus Christ. How long-winded.
So my assumption was right, basically.
I mean, I think so. Aside from that one guy.
Yeah, one guy.
I wish they would have explained, like, the exception. Like, what was his last name that had to be? Because there are some words that, like, yeah, I wouldn't let you into the country if that's your last name. You're going to get punched in the face day one, you know?
If your last name is Death to America, maybe we change that one.
That one's tough. I was thinking more along the lines of a slur, but Death to America would also do it, you know? But I guess good on the Ellis Island officials for catching that one, you know, nipping it in the bud.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know any better, like you're just moving here. You don't even speak English and your last name is Death to America. And that's just, it's unfair to set you up like that.
It would be wrong. Like yeah. You can't set people up for failure. Like
if
that.
If someone's being an absolute asshole arriving to Ellis Island, you could change their last name to Death to America.
I guess you could.
Yeah. Maybe an abuse of power, but also depends on how much of an asshole you're being.
I mean, I'm sure someone deserved it.
Yeah. But also, aren't they like arriving off of like boats? That couldn't have been pleasant.
I would imagine they're probably in a pretty grumpy mood regardless. Although, actually, no, now that I think about it, they should be in a great mood. Because now it's done.
Yeah, I always hear about like the always. I can't go down the street without hearing about it. When all the immigrants would arrive to New York, like the sense of wonderment and like how beautiful and like relieved they are when they like pull into the harbor and they see all the buildings. So imagine that and then being an asshole. You do deserve a last name that will get you beat up.
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck them. Well, Gray the Gray, we got this naming thing figured out, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going back in time. I'm going to work as an Ellis Island official, and I'm changing everyone to Dragon. Okay?
That's going to be very confusing.
How come?
There's just going to be a lot of dragons around.
But why is that? I mean, I guess you didn't say it's a bad thing. You said it's confusing. But if we grew up in a world where, like, everyone's name, like, half the people's last names are dragon, it won't be confusing at that point. It'll be like, yeah, of course. Don't you remember Ellis Island? That's when it started.
Don't you remember J.C. Cola, the dragon, who systematically changed everyone's last names?
Yeah. Like, at that point, it's just going to be American history. And that's all right.
There's one more thing I want to talk about because I feel like we're wrapping up.
Okay.
Banana syrup.
Oh, that's not a. That's not how I want to end things, but okay.
My dear, beautiful, wonderful wife, she recently had coffee somewhere, and they did like a banana coffee. Jesus.
Yeah.
And she loved it, and she insisted that I get a banana syrup so I could make her banana coffee. So I got the banana syrup, and this stuff is so yellow.
Like artificial banana-y.
Yes, terrifyingly artificial and yellow.
Like piss-esque?
If your piss looked like this, I would be worried for you.
Well, like, I wouldn't want it to be so viscous, of course, but...
No, the viscosity is not the problem. It's the hue.
I mean, if your piss is that viscous, that is a problem, to be clear. Like...
Yeah, no, that's not the point I'm making.
You sound like you're being a little defensive right now, you know? Continue.
Brother, it's just a crazy looking yellow. Okay. That's all I'm trying to say.
Like fluorescent.
Yes.
That would also be concerning.
Yeah, it kind of concerns me to drink the stuff. But also she really wanted it. So I'm going to make the coffee.
Uh-huh. So you have not had it yet?
No.
Oh, I thought we were going to get a review. I hate this thing. You remember my story. I went and I got a mystery coffee from Joe's Coffee, and they put banana in it, and I clocked that shit immediately. I went inside, and I asked, does this have banana in it? And they said, yes, how do you like it? And I said, I hate banana. And they made me a new one, which they didn't have to. I just wanted the confirmation. I just wanted to know this is banana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a shame that she likes it, but she's also the same person that won't change her last name to Dragon.
True that.
And the person who won't let you keep the chair.
Also true that.
I'm so sorry.
So like if I poison her with dye, you know, no big loss.
If you poison her with dye? Oh, you're going to make her try it first?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's fair, you know? Also, I didn't really get to talk about this. And I don't know. I don't know to the extent to which like all the details are going to help the story versus hurt it, but I did work the adolescent unit at the hospital for a couple days this past week, Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had worked it at the time of the last recording, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, I have worked it, and it's a lot of fighting. These kids fight constantly. Like, I broke up or was part of breaking up more fights last Thursday than I have been part of the entire time in my 5 months at the hospital. Like, the kids just get into it. And so, like, during one of the fights, like, one of the kids clocks the other one when we're outside in the courtyard. And he's, like, this little kid that, like, hit this kid bigger than him, and the bigger kid tried, like, jumping him the night before. So it was, I mean, not that violence is justified, but at the same time, good for the kid, you know? And we're able to, like, separate them, get them opposite ends of the courtyard. And then the bigger kid, who just got his shit busted, bolts after the other kid after we got them across like opposite ends of the courtyard, and I tried chasing after him. I really just severely underestimated the speed of a 13-year-old, Grayson. They are so fucking fast, and I was like, I was trying so hard to stay on his tail to keep anyone from getting hurt, but I got ahead of myself. I tried exerting myself a bit more than is possible, and I tripped and fell so hard on my own. Like, no one tripped me. I just didn't lift my feet up enough while I was chasing after this kid, and I fell onto the concrete and smashed my hip and my knee and my hand where all three were bleeding kind of bad. And it took about like six or so days for my hip to finally stop being in constant pain, like with this gash on it. And all my belongings went everywhere. I'm wearing scrubs, so as I hit the ground, all of my stuff flies out of my pockets. And I'm in front of everyone. This is a public display. So it was rough. That was a rough moment. Not my best moment at the mental hospital. Yeah.
So, verdict, adolescence unit, not the move.
It's pretty fucking insane. In a whole different way from the psychotic unit. I will say it's pretty fun at times. And, like, the kids are cool. A lot of them are funny. But it is very stressful and tiring working over there. Mm-hmm. Like, those 2 days were a lot. Also coupled the fact that within 3 hours of my first day over there, I hit the ground so hard and was in pain. And this is my first time really, like, I don't know if I've ever had a fall quite as bad as that one. But it is certainly the first time that I didn't recover from, like, a physical accident. You know, like, I will fall, I will get hurt, and usually within, like, a day I feel better. I don't know if maybe it's because I'm now past the age of 25, or, like, at the age of 25, that my body has simply decided it's time. It's time to start, like, the downward. Because it was horrible. I didn't recover for so long. It was just constant, like, throbbing pain. And, like, I still got the scabs going on. It's still, like, sensitive to touch. But, like, it's never taken that long for, like, I don't know, the wreckage of a fall to heal up. It's sad.
You're an unk. Sorry, JC.
Yeah. We're hurtling ever closer towards death, you know? And now it's painful. You know, if I were hurtling toward death and it was just going to be quiet and easy, fine. But don't make it painful.
I don't know if there's an option.
I got to kill the younger me already. We already said it won't be suicide.
No, but if you're doing it so that you don't exist, then it is suicide.
Fuck. Well, I'm doing it on, like, the chance, you know? A little bit like Russian roulette. And would that be suicide, Russian roulette?
Yes.
Fuck. But you don't, like, necessarily intend to. You're hoping it doesn't happen. Like, that's how you win. You know? Like, if I join the military and I die, that's not suicide, necessarily.
Sure, but, like, if you join the military, hold a gun up to your head, and pull the trigger, then yeah, it's suicide.
Oh, fuck. I see what you mean. I guess it depends on how the game of Russian roulette started. Like, if you're being held captive and they're making you do it, that maybe confounds things. I don't know. We had a lot more to work through on this whole, like, suicide definition. You know what I mean? We could write a book on it. That might be the move. At least, like, a...
Publish under the name Grey Winters.
Ooh, not Dragon. Dragon Printing?
What?
No, you don't like that. Like, the publisher could be, like, have Dragon in the name.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. I mean, we can just start a printing press at Marianne's Garden. Doesn't seem that hard. You didn't sound that passionate about it, so I guess not. Shit. We'll just open up a second movie theater.
Well, that seems to be the move.
Yeah, I think so. If Steven gets bored of one, he can hop over to the other.
To be clear, the movie selection will be chosen by Steven in both theaters, correct?
Of course. And you will have to, like, every time you swap from one theater to the other, you have to pay that extreme price again. I don't remember what the extreme price was. It wasn't, like, that extreme, like, considering you could just stay there the rest of your life, housed and fed. But it wasn't, like, cheap.
Wait, you know? Who said anything about feeding?
I thought there was, like, concessions there that Hans was going to sell or something like that.
Well, how is selling them if they're free? Yeah.
No, I feel like it should be free because I do want Steven surrounded by the homeless, like, as he's watching his movies. Or maybe that's why we have two theaters. One of them is filled up with... Well, no, because then Steven would just never visit the homeless one. Yeah, maybe they have to sell food there. That's the move. Well, Gray the Gray, I think we about did it. We about covered it. Are you ready to ride off into the sunset?
Very much so. I'm getting tired.
Okay, let's do it. Until next time, goodbye, everybody.
Adios!